Memphis Trolleys returned to operation on Main Street on Monday after a nearly four-year absence. About 100 people attended the ribbon cutting and relaunch. WKNO's Savannah Smith reports.
Two Memphis trolleys caught fire in 2014. No one was injured, but the incident prompted the Transit Authority to refurbish their old trolleys and improve Memphis's antiquated means of downtown transportation. MATA CEO Gary Rosenfeld says that the project cost about $10 million.
So the bulk of it, 60% roughly, for the cars, and then the other $4 million for the infrastructure and design and research and documentation necessary in order to get our certifications.
At Monday's unveiling of the first two of six new cars, Rosenfeld said that the improved vehicles are much quieter than the older models. As a result, MATA will rely heavily on bells and whistles to keep pedestrians aware. The clamor has gotten a few complaints, but Rosenfeld assures that it's a matter of public safety.
In the name of safety, no, they're not being used too much, and we have a ways to go before the public is ready to see any type of change in that.
Congressman Steve Cohen called the trolley system an important investment made by the city.
This is transportation and it's tourism both, and tourism is one of Memphis's most important industries.
The rollout comes just in time for this weekend's Beale Street Music Festival. Trolleys are free to ride until May 14th. After that, the fare rises to $1. For WKNO News, I'm Savannah Smith.